This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is Peter Scoop standing with Walter Yerkew on 7-5 Radio. That is right, I am back after a long hiatus, having fun, seeing family, and so on and so forth. Anyways, it is Saturday, December 9th, 2023. Well, how are we doing, my friend?
I'm doing great. You know, it's good to hear that you stayed away from chicks with spikes.
Oh, please. Anyways, we want to say a special hello to our special listeners, Little Billy Keebler and the men, and the alleged woman of the Yonadosis New York Fire Department, also known as the Cellar Savers, be safe, one and all. Real quick, let's get down to first order of business. As always, we want to remember the men and women of the law enforcement community who were murdered in the line of duty. Tonight, we remember Sergeant Michael Moran of the Cortez, Colorado Police Department. End of watch, November 29th, 2023. He was attacked by two pieces of garbage. One is in the ground. The other one is in custody and breathing. Moving right along, we have a special guest with us tonight. I first heard him here on Liberty News Radio with Sam Bushman talking about an event at the Trump Golf Course in outside Washington, D.C. I said, oh, I live near the Trump Golf Course near Washington, D.C. Then he spoke about a fashion designer I know outside of radio, Andre Soriano. I was like, I know Andre. He's like, wow. And he was just really, really intense. We have a tonight I'm proud to introduce an actor, a voice actor, host, writer, producer, and most importantly, a veteran of the U.S. Air Force. He is the host of Indivisible with John Stubbins. Mr. John Stubbins, how are we doing tonight, sir?
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Outstanding.
Doing fine, John.
John, is not a problem. As customary for any new guest, we want to turn over the floor. Just tell the listeners, tell America, tell the world what is on your mind tonight, sir.
Well, first of all, my heart goes out to those officers that just needlessly murdered by these scumbags out here that seem to get away with no consequences day after day. And I know some of them are caught, and, you know, some of them are killed, but, you know, the ones that are caught, you just wonder if they're going to have any consequences, or if they're going to be out on the streets again within a couple weeks. It just breaks my heart, especially this time of the year. My prayers, I just want to send love and prayers out to those families that lost their loved ones in the line of duty. And I also want to send the same love and prayers out to my military brethren who are killed needlessly just day after day. And it's just, it breaks my heart. It doesn't have to be this way. And we have a feckless so-called leader in Washington who just doesn't care. And our country is really suffering right now, and a lot of people are hurting, and my heart goes out to each and every one of you. We love each and every one of you, and we're going to do our best to try to get this thing right.
Exactly. And John, we've been doing this for 9 years now. We started back in December 20th, 2014, when two members of the New York City Police Department, Wenjin Liu and Rafael Ramos, were working overtime on their day off and took a break in their cruiser, and some piece of garbage from Black Lives Matter decided to execute them in the patrol car. And
I remember.
We've been doing this almost every single week that we've been doing on radio. And, you know, we said 9 years ago, there's a war on cops, but you know, our hearts are do go out to members of the law enforcement community. Myself and Mr. Yerkew were members of the New York City Police Department. We left not on the greatest terms, but we did love the job that served the community of the city of New York. But sorry for interrupting. Go ahead, John. What else is on your mind?
Yeah, no, I mean, that comes first and foremost. And I had a friend who served on that same force over in New York, New York City, John Cummings, who ran against AOC before he moved on to South Carolina. But look, I tell you, one of the biggest things that's on my mind right now is just how sick my stomach is watching our youth bow to Hamas and Hezbollah and Iran. And I think about all these LGBTQ people that have joined forces with these people, and they have no idea. They obviously have no understanding of this ideology and what it actually represents, because these are the first people that are going to get thrown off of a roof by a rope, and they're going along with us. And you know, they're supporting Hamas against Israel right now. And regardless of how you feel about Israel or not, what we're seeing and what happened in October was a planned attack. It was not just murder, but it was evil, pure evil. I mean, when you go after children and babies and, you know, and mothers and grandmothers and people who can't even defend themselves, it just, you know, we're not living in the world that we used to live in, and people need to wake up to that. They need to understand that. They think they can't be touched by it here in America. They're wrong. If you look at our southern border and what's been happening at that southern border, and I'm talking about not just processed, but also gotaways, mainly gotaways. You know, I work heavily with Jason Jones and Tom Homan through Border 911, and it's a real utter catastrophe, and the ramifications of this catastrophe at our border, they haven't even been realized yet. We know that there are sleeper cells in this country that have been sent over from the Middle East to do damage. We're just waiting on D-Day to come, and who knows when that's going to be and what it's going to entail, whether it's an EMP attack or an electrical grid attack or a dirty bomb or dirty bombs, or, you know, who knows. I used to talk to Dr. Peter Pry about this quite often before he passed away, you know, about a year ago, but people just have no idea, and I wonder what it is they are thinking about. I mean, we live now in a narcissistic world, and I think this narcissistic world is causing people to, I guess, stay buttoned up to the point where they don't care about anything unless it's in their face.
Right. All right, John, hold that thought. We're coming on our first commercial break. When we come back, we'll talk to our guest, John Stubbins, from Indivisible with John Stubbins. Stay tuned, everybody.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
The Epoch NewYorkTimes.com.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
And we are back, 7-5 Radio, red hot rolling this 9th of December, 2023. Walter Yerkew, yours truly, Scoop Stan, and our guests, John Stubbins, host of Indivisible with John Stubbins. John, you were making a point about the conflict in Israel, and you know we've made it a point not to talk about it because everybody else is talking about it, but you brought up a good point about the border. Why is it that Israel is praised for having a very well-guarded, fortified border, whereas we talk about closing our borders? And we're thrown under the bus. We're treated worse than Hitler.
Well, I think the main reason is because, you know, to the average person who doesn't watch the news and, you know, they work for a living, they spend time with their families, they go to church, they go to baseball practice, whatever. A lot of people don't even watch the news, so they don't even know what's going on. And for those people, you know, they're sensible people. They believe in, you know, in treating their fellow man humanely. And I think that they've taken advantage intentionally of our kindness and viewed our kindness as our weakness. And it's working because they don't realize that there's a plan at play here, a nefarious plan, an evil plan that's been hatched. And you know, it'd be great if we were just bringing in people that were really, really in need. And, you know, these people would come here and assimilate, love our country. But that's not what's happening. These people are flying the flags of the countries that they're supposedly fleeing from because of how oppressed they are. And it makes no sense to me. You know, we're giving them a grand opportunity and a new life. And then they come here and then they spit on us. I mean, you don't need to look any further than our own Congress. Look at Presley and, you know, Omar and Tlaib. And I mean, these people, they hate our country. And it doesn't matter what we do or how hard we try. They're never going to love this country. All they're going to do is try to bring it down. And so at some point, common sense has to come into play. And you've got to say, okay, what about the people that are here that are natural citizens that pay the taxes here, you know, that keep this country running, that make it so that these illegals can have all these freebies and benefits and just roll in here and take everybody's money. I mean, you can't do it like this forever. Number one, it's not sustainable. And number two, these people that are coming in, they want to do us harm. So why would you allow someone in to do your harm? So I do give Israel credit because they do guard their border. And most countries do. We're one of the few countries that gets excoriated for, you know, doing anything about our border. It's just absurd. It's like bizarro world. And if people don't believe there's going to be ramifications, consequences because of this, they're living in a dream world. And when those consequences come home to roost, everybody's going to be real sad. It's going to be a sad day in America. Right. And And I hope it's not more than one sad day, but it could be. Because I guarantee you, the people that want to do us harm, they're building up towards whatever it is they're going to do.
Well, exactly.
I think they're already here.
Oh, yeah. They are already here. I mean, it's over 109 different countries that are represented by not just the processed, but the gotaways. And, you know, we've captured these people. And for the ones that we haven't captured, where are they? What are they doing? Did they get in here? How did they get in? We all know there's still tunnels at that southern border. I mean, it's just, you know, if you don't open your eyes, I guess you don't see. But, I mean, look at the tunnels that Hamas has built. I mean, an intricate web of tunnels. I mean, these people, they want to destroy. They're evil. They don't believe in the things that make America great. I mean, America was founded on God, and we've gotten away from God, and look where we are. And by the way, you know, this holiday season, you know, the one hope that we have is our Savior Jesus Christ. And for people out there that don't believe in Jesus Christ, you need to do some soul searching and some praying and try to find Jesus Christ, because he's looking for you and he loves you. And I guarantee you that, we are in perilous times right now. I'm not a professor. I don't know if it's the end times. A lot of people say that it is, but it's not good. And if we stay on this trajectory, what we used to know as the United States, it's no longer going to exist. I don't know what it'll be then, because it's not really the United States now. I don't know what we are anymore. I mean, police stations, we were talking about police officers earlier, police stations around the country, they're all down on their numbers. Who wants to work for the police department? You know, why would you enter law enforcement as a career opportunity when, you know, people are going to be gunning for you the day that you put the badge on? We just, like I said, it's a bizarre world. We need to decide in this country whether or not we're going to represent law and order or not. And if we're not going to represent law and order, let's just make that statement right now and get it out of the way so that everybody knows where they stand.
Right. Like go to do a purge, like the movie.
I mean, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that, right. Look, if everybody thinks that they're playing by the same rules here, they're not. And most people get a rude awakening when they combat crime in their daily lives, and then they find out that the criminal's back out of the street within hours, right, or a week. I mean, most people don't realize that that's where we are right now, that DAs aren't prosecuting, that we have, you know, DAs like Fox up in Chicago or Krasner in Philadelphia, people that encourage criminals to commit crime. I don't know if I can watch another video of 100 thugs going into a store, ransacking it and taking all the things they want and walking right out the door. I must have seen 100 of those videos over the last month. And nobody seems to care. Nobody seems to do anything about it. You think it's going to stop? It's only going to get worse. If there aren't any consequences for your actions, why would they stop?
Right, exactly. Anyways, real quick. Well, you got any questions for a guest? Because I know we're running real short on time.
No, I think I think John did a great job in talking about the war in the Middle East right now, what's going on, and also the borders. Israel keeps their borders, you know, nice and tidy. They don't let anybody in that they don't want. Period. Doesn't come through a legal port of entry, and that's right. What our country has stopped doing because of the administration that's in the White House. So
that's right.
The toughest job in the world right now is the Border Patrol down, through Arizona and Southern California and Texas. And you know, they're smart because they're not killing anybody coming in.
Right.
You know, because then the whatever country that these people are coming from can turn around and can actually sue the United States. And as far as the people looting, you know, running into the stores and running out with, you know, hundreds and thousands of dollars of merchandise, clothes, you know, whatever they could get their hands on and running out the door, there's no consequences because of this bail reform nonsense that's been going on for the past 5 years. Well, 4 years, actually. And then what are you going to do? You know, as a former cop, and I'm sure that Scoop would agree with me, you know, our hands are tied. We're going to lock them up. We're going to store the merchandise. They're going to get a court date, and they're going to get slapped on the wrist. That's it, period. End of story.
Yeah.
And if that
continues, and let me just say, if that's the way we're going to play, and that's the way it's going to be, then everybody needs to know the new rules. Because if that's the case, then why shouldn't my neighbor do the same thing? Why, I mean, if that's the way we're going to play and nobody's going to be held accountable, then why not just everybody be a criminal?
Right.
Well, you know, it's like this, you know, from what I'm gathering from all my cop friends near here where I live in Chattanooga, even when they go on a burglary call and catch the guy, they want to know what property was taken and what it was worth in order to know what to charge him with. And a defense attorney is going to argue that, you know, that $1,000 TV that was bought a month ago.
Well, we got to say goodbye to John real quick. All right. Thank you, Mr. Stuff, for coming on board.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu commended the United States for vetoing a Gaza ceasefire resolution at the United Nations on Friday. He praised the decision on Saturday, asserting that it would be contradictory to support Hamas's elimination while also calling for a ceasefire. Netanyahu announced that Israel would persist in its offensive on the Gaza Strip, coinciding with the IDF's commencement of an assault on the southern part of the region. His statement followed the U.S. approval of an emergency arms sale to Israel amounting to $106 million. Kevin McCarthy announced his endorsement of former President Trump in the 2024 presidential race and expressed willingness to serve in Trump's cabinet. The California Republican made these statements during an upcoming interview on CBS Sunday Morning. McCarthy's endorsement comes after he recently revealed his decision to step down from his congressional seat at the end of the year, following his removal from the position of House Speaker in October. The Biden administration has set a new illegal immigration record. Lance Pry reports.
The Biden administration has broken a new record. Obama, Secretary of Homeland Security, Jeh Johnson on MSNBC in March of 2019.
I know that 1,000 overwhelms the system. I cannot begin to imagine what 4,000 a day looks like. So we are truly in a crisis.
The illegal immigration into the United States has a new record. 12,000 people a day are now entering the United States.
The animated film The Boy and the Heron is soaring to the top of the weekend box office. The Japanese movie earned over $5 million during its opening day and could double that by the end of the weekend. The English voice cast includes Christian Bale, Robert Pattinson, Florence Pugh, Mark Hamill, and William Dafoe. Also from Japan, Godzilla Minus One is still holding strong in theaters, making nearly $25 million domestically in its second week of release. The Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, and Trolls Band Together also remain popular hits at the box office this weekend. This is USA News.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back, 7-5 Radio, with Scoop State, Walter Yerkew, and held over for one more segment, John Stubbins, host of Indivisible with John Stubbins. Gentlemen, we just heard the news. We, under Obama, we went from 4,000 illegal crossings a day to 12,000. I mean, is this the camp? Is this a real life version of Camp of the Saints, or what?
Yeah, it's absurd. It's going to get worse. Look, this guy Biden, Biden and Obama. I blame them both because these are their policies, and they believe that by allowing this to happen, that it's going to be more votes for them. That's why they're doing this, and they don't care. The United States be damned. They don't care if the country's destroyed because of it. I mean, you got to remember, these people are part of the world of the CCP and Saul Alinsky and, you know, Reverend, I can't even call these people reverends, Jeremiah Wright and, you know, Al Sharpton and, you know, these race hustlers and race baiters that, you know, that love to stoke the fires of BLM, which continues to be based on a lie, something that we really want to expose with my documentary, American Anarchy. And this whole thing, I mean, it's absurd how it all went down and how stupid people really are. How gullible they really are, because if you know the history behind this, whether, you know, you go from Trayvon Martin to Ferguson, Missouri, you know what happened with Trayvon Martin, then you found out, okay, Michael Brown, you know, went in, he tried to use a false currency in a store, he tried to rob a store, the police were called out, Darren Wilson? I can't remember the officer's
name. Yep, Darren Wilson.
Darren Wilson confronted Michael Brown. Michael Brown tried to go after his gun. There was no hands up, don't shoot. The whole march, the whole movement of BLM was based on a lie. And then you saw what happened when the money kind of started to tumble in from all these corporations. Where did all the money go? All the money went to the founders of BLM, like Patrice Cullors, who went out and bought themselves mansions. They didn't help the black community. They don't give two shits about the black community. What they care about is themselves, enriching themselves, their narcissism. That's what this is all about. And the American corporations, you know, the neighborhoods that gave to BLM, shame on you. Shame on every one of you. How dare you, what you did to this country and what you continue to do to this country. And some of these people to this very day are still bamboozled by these frauds. Okay. And so I don't care if it's BLM or Antifa or the Weather Underground or, you know, Thousand Currents. We know who all these people are. They're all here to destroy America with this Marxist movement. And they don't care if this country burns to the ground. They don't care who dies. All they want is chaos and anarchy. That's what this is all about. And that's never going to change. And if you can't understand that, if you cannot wake up to that fact, that reality, then you are truly lost.
Wow, you brought up a lot of good points. John, I was just thinking, you go to Mike Brown in that situation in Ferguson, Missouri, that was based on a lie. You go down to Florida, Trayvon Martin, that whole story is based on a lie. Then you go up to Minneapolis, Minnesota with St. Say again, Walt.
Rittenhouse.
Oh, yeah. George Floyd. And then now you have Kyle Rittenhouse in Wisconsin, Waukegan, Wisconsin, which is right near Great Lakes Basic Training, which I was a proud graduate of. But they're all lies. And, gentlemen, when are people going to wake up and just say, no, this is a lie? It's, you know, just Jussie Smollett in Chicago came out with this horrendous lie.
Right.
You know, everybody on our side of the fence knew in 2 seconds this is a big lie, because who goes out in Chicago in negative 16 degree weather in the middle of the night and drive around in a MAGA hat looking for black dudes to beat
right.
up? It's all a lie. When are we going to say enough? I mean, we say it on our different platforms, but what are the American people who are too busy watching sports, too busy watching the Kardashians, too busy not paying attention, looking at social media and other things, where are they going to say enough? Stop with the Bravo Sierra.
That's the hope of organizations like BLM. They want to take, again, they're taking advantage of our kindness for our weakness. So they look at people who don't pay attention to the news, and they believe that they can snooker them into siding with them based on their lies. Okay. And the only thing that the mainstream media will show them is the lie. They won't show them the fact that Michael Brown was a criminal. They won't show the fact that Trayvon Martin was a criminal. They won't show the fact that my friend Kyle Rittenhouse, defended himself legally. They don't want to talk about any of that stuff, because that destroys their narrative and it kills it immediately. And they can't have that, because then the money flow stops, you see. And right. When the money flow stops, they're done. And they know that. And the Democratic Party, they've been lying to their constituents for well over 70 years now, whether it's about, and it kills me, because I can't understand who gave Barack Obama and Joe Biden this platform to talk about Jim Crow. I mean, it's so laughable, but it's really not, because it's so serious. But here's the key. The key is, it's their party. Their party, the Democratic Party, is the party of Jim Crow. Period. Full stop. There is nothing else to say. They are Jim Crow. And they try to project that every election cycle. It's the same thing. I could put this message in a bottle, and you could open that bottle, crack it open once every 4 years, and it's going to be the same exact message, the same playbook, every single election cycle. It doesn't matter who the Republican is. They came after Reagan the same way they did with Trump. It doesn't matter. And you can fast forward 50 years from now. It'll be the same thing. Republican bad. Democrat good. It's the same crap lie. And people are so stupid that they bought into this for well over 70 years, and they refuse to do any research because they're too lazy, or they want the chaos. They want America to burn. It can't be, you can't have your cake and eat it too. It's one or the other. So, but a lot of these people are just lazy, and they don't want to know the truth. They just want to go with whatever works for them, as long as it doesn't interrupt, like I said, their lifestyle that's narcissistic, because it's all about them, right? I look at the World War II generation of both my grandfathers who fought World War II, and they were such selfless human beings. And you compare that generation to what we have now, and it's a laugh when you compare two generations so completely polar opposite. One, a generation of selfless people that would do anything to keep freedom and our country alive and well and give it to future generations. versus these people now who they're so spoiled rotten. They go to these college campuses and they root against the country, the very country that gives them the opportunity to have freedom, to go to college, to do whatever it is they want to do in life. These people are so beyond fractured. They are a disgrace. And to me, there's no saving them because they've chosen their road. They have no respect for this country. They have no respect for authority or law and order or leadership or anything. It's all about them.
All right. Wow. John Stubbins, everybody. John, could you hang around one more segment, or do you have to go? Because I know you got a busy night, even though it's a late Saturday.
I got to go, but everybody, please go to johnstubbins.com and please donate. We need your help on American Anarchy. We've got to get this film out, and we need your donations now. Please.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
My name is Christian Knuckles. I prophesy there will be no revival until the church leadership stops lying to the people. I'm the first soldier of the spiritual body of Christ, the Lion of Judah, the Confederate Church of Christ. I'm here to declare the lion will lie down with the lamb when the lying stops. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries and brought to you by ConfederateChurchOfChrist.com.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. Walter Yurkow. Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
And we are back. Scoop Stanton with Walter Yurkow. Mr. Stubbins had to depart. He had other things he had to take care of. The guy's always working. Quick thing about Mr. Stubbins. I reached out to him after I heard him on Liberty Roundtable here on Liberty News Radio Network, and I said I was interested in going. I'm part of the Liberty News Radio family, and I'd like to go to the event of the Trump golf course. He's like, okay. He's like, oh, and I want to bring somebody. He's like, okay. I want to bring our own Danielle Rodriguez. He's like, okay, but unfortunately Danielle couldn't make it because she had to work. But John couldn't have been any nicer. Had a great time. John is he's more passionate off air than he was on air, because I thought the poor guy was about to have a stroke. But anyways, moving right along, since we're in the last segment, want a couple of news of notes. This past week was December the 7th, where we lost 2,403 American service members. December 7th, 1941 is when the Japanese Imperial Navy attacked the Pearl Harbor Naval Station in Pearl Harbor, Hawaii. A lot of ships were moored. I'm not going to get into it, say if Roosevelt knew or he didn't know, but, you know, we were headed to World War II regardless, but we want to remember those my shipmates that were lost and the 1,178 others who were injured. Anyways, I'm finally back. I know Walter was really distraught over the past couple of weeks. We had to do a best of, and Mike Rakebrandt just absolutely killed it. How was it with Mike? Because I listened to the archives, and he just killed.
Yeah, well, you know, Mike and I, we had a great discussion on a few things. We didn't go overboard with, you know, trying to jam in a lot of stories into one program. We started with Soros and what he did about his plagiarism on his resumes and the things he said, and we compared it to what Biden did, you know, in his career since college, you know, jumping out of the presidential race and apologizing for cheating on his exams when he was in law school. And, you know, so, you know, what's the difference? You know, they ousted Soros, which is fine. Okay. You know, one thing I did better than Soros is not lie on my application for the New York City Police Department. So, and I didn't cheat on any tests like Biden did in law school. So, yeah, I'm better than they are. My thing is that, you know, Soros is out, you know, he was expelled. You know, this president has to be impeached and indicted, you know, right. And the Democratic Party, I mean, there's no sanctions on anybody, you know, good God, they wish to have him elected knowing that he really can't pass a bar exam, you know, really can't write his own speech, you know, really can't do anything except maybe poop his diapers. That's about it.
I was about to say, the 46th president can't even wipe his own backside, but he might be wearing Depends. Who knows? I mean, it's embarrassing. You look at like Trump, you know, what a great leader he was. You look at Putin, what a, you know, strong leader he is. You look at President Xi, whatever his name is, out in China. That's a real leader. Then you look at Joe Biden, who's 81 years old, just mumbling, fumbling, and bumbling. It's an absolute embarrassment. But hopefully, you know, hopefully things turn around come November of 2024. And I hope we have another Liberty round, political roundtable like we did 4 years ago, where we had all the personalities from Liberty News Radio on and numerous guests. And hopefully the outcome of the election goes our way as opposed to the other way. But anyways, a couple other news and notes. I did go up to Yanadasis for Thanksgiving, and it was something out of a Hallmark movie. The town had a Christmas on Main Street, and the local police department got rid of the bums that's hanging out in the street, and it was very nice. Yours truly was ringing the Salvation Army kettle bell for people to donate for help people in need, and it was surreal because you had families walking up and down the street, minding their own business, drinking hot chocolate. You had Christmas decorations, stores were open, and the bar across the street was just loaded with members of the Stanton family as they had different shifts to ring the bell for the Salvation Army, and they decided to tailgate before ringing the bell. And then afterwards, we were tailgating afterwards ringing the bell. It was a great time had by all. And again, you didn't see the bums in the street panhandling. You didn't see the people camping out in the parks. You didn't see people smoking weed out in the open or defecating or none of the things you see in Democrat cities. It was, like I said before, it was a Hallmark movie set. You had families just going about the way, enjoying themselves. Christmas caroling, Santa Claus is there. They had horse-drawn carriage, and it was really nice. And then I came back to Washington, D.C., also, last week, here's news of note. I could not host this awesome radio show because I attended a function from that a coworker held at my other job, and yours truly participated for the very first time. Walter, guess what I did at this party?
You don't want my answer to that, but go ahead, tell us.
No, I kept my pants on. I participated in a Soul Train dance line. And luckily, since everybody in the room was, standing on the dance floor, nobody had a phone in their hand, so there's no evidence. And I look like a hot gosh darn mess. And here's the funny part. I was sober. I drove the function. I looked real nice. And the host said, all right, we're having a Soul Train dance line. Everybody get off your ass and, playing this R&B music, and I was shuffling along doing the achy breaky or whatever, but so yeah, it's true. Scoop Stanton now has a life, and I couldn't be happier. But anyways, moving right along, December is the time to remember, because we got, besides the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we have a number of other birthdays to remember. December 1st, John Densmore, the drummer of the Doors, was born. December 3rd, Ozzy Osbourne was born. On December the 8th, Jim Morrison and Greg Allman was born. Also, December the 8th, 1980, John Lennon was assassinated in Manhattan by some nut job. Also, my mother was born in December. And also in a nice December day in the Bronx County, New York, Ma Pa Stanton got hitched. Ma Stanton wore a knee-length burgundy wedding dress, and Dad stopped for happy hour before the ceremony because I guess he needed a few to get his courage up to marry Mom. So, but this was back in the 1970s, so their anniversary is coming up. Also, the first ladies in radio were also born in the month of December. That's right. Both Heather McBride and Daniela Rodriguez was also born in December. So happy birthday to the first lady of radio. But anyways, also coming up for 2024, we got another great year coming up. We got CPAC coming up. Hopefully, we do some more live remotes coming up, get involved in topless outlaw racing, and just do what we do best. Walt, we got a couple more minutes. Anything you want to add?
No, I mean, just that Hunter Biden thing with the indictments. I just wanted, because I want to prep to do something next week. 16, 17, and 18, and 19. He took out $1.6 million via ATM.
What bank? Yeah. Monte Carlo or something? What, I mean, we're allowed $400 or $500?
Well, we don't know. So, I mean, this is, just the background that I'm finding out and figuring out. it wasn't always him pulling money out. It was, probably drug dealers and prostitutes and strippers and crackheads and stuff like that, there's not enough days to pull out, that kind of money to do yourself. So that's what we're looking at. He's written a letter to his wife or his ex-wife, about how he's trying to make ends meet and such. And, in the meantime, he's spent more on hookers and such than he's given his kids. So we're digging into that kind of thing. And also when that deal got tossed out by the judge a couple of months ago, because the defense, was supposed to be a thing like, he's going to plead guilty to this, to the gun charge and to this little charge. And that's going to cover everything, crimes known and unknown. And that's not what the prosecutor, discussed. And that's when the judge says, you two guys aren't together, so I'm throwing out the deal. Right. The reason that the prosecutor wasn't going to go for this, short deal a couple months ago is because these indictments were coming. And, you know, God bless him for him standing on his feet, you know, not to just turn around and come up to microphones. Well, at least we got a conviction, you know. That, hopefully this case gets right in front of a federal judge, you know, during the election stretch run.
So, right. Anyways.
That's for next week.
Wow. Yeah, that's like another quick hour. Anyways, for Walter Yerkew, this is Peter Scoopstein reminding you, you can make a difference. Go out and make it, and do not comply. See you next week, everybody.
Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.